Before Hill Notes, we should get to Deadweight, which is brought to you by Awaken 180 Shime.
Yes, Greg, Deadweight belongs on the bench, not on your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. My Deadweight this week, I think I'm starting to believe that Cole Strange is officially dead weight.
Ooh.
I think he's not that good. I think he stinks. And I think Jared Wilson might straight up just be better as a rookie. He might be a better option at left guard. Get Jared Wilson playing right away. Get him NFL experience. That way, when Garrett Bradbury is ready to retire next year, you just slide him right over to center.
Okay.
My dead weight. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
My dead weight is there's a couple of them, and I hope the Red Sox see it. Walker Buehler.
Wow.
Dick Fix.
Wow.
Maybe at times, at some time, it could be Giolito and Bayo. So you might want to really think about getting a number two starter when you start to look at your starting rotation.
Well, I think there's good news. The insiders say the Red Sox are in stealth mode.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that means that they're like, they're keeping to themselves. They've got their eye on the prize, and they're not letting anyone in.
Okay, working the phones.
But very secretive.
Working the FaceTime. Is Breslow taking speaker calls publicly?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Isn't the purpose of stealth mode is that nobody knows you're in stealth mode?
Yep.
Well, you can alert people that you're in stealth mode so they know you're in stealth mode.
I think it just means that Sam's notifications are turned off.
Okay. You know, I think it's kind of up to us to run our own race.
Okay. God, anybody else? That. Any other?
I had one. Yeah. Christian Wilkins, bit of dead weight. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know what his future holds. Somebody sent it in the group message of the odds of him going to different teams. It was like four to one Pats.
Yeah.
Well, he's from Springfield.
Right.
So,
no, I know.
You know how that goes.
Okay.
It's a good foot massage, though.
I would just add anyone. I would add anyone who is triggered by a beautiful person inside and out, like Sydney Sweeney, doing an advertisement for a blue jeans company, is dead weight.
This story is so, like,
we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but now people are losing their mind.
I saw the commercial.
It's a great commercial.
She
puts on a pair of jeans. She's a lovely person. Relax.
And she's like, you know, my jeans are like my eyes blue. Well, I don't get why people are so obsessed with this one.
Why does everything go back to Nazis?
I don't know.
Can we just all agree they were uniquely evil in the history of man?
Yes.
Like, when somebody, I don't get it. I don't understand. So people are comparing this to Nazis?
Yes.
I watched the commercial.
It's absolutely, you're psychotic if you look at a television commercial for blue jeans with a lovely actress and you think that there's some evil intent. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
So if someone compliments my big blue eyes, I'm supposed to take that as a negative?
Yes, Shime. Yes.
I don't get that.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Wow, 6 years of the Greg Hill Show, huh? Quick math. 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 6 years. That's a little over 1,500 times that Greg has mansplained to us that the They Said It segment is a quick little back and forth on what was said in the world of sports yesterday every single time it comes on. We know what the segment is by now, Greg. We've heard it before. You don't need to keep doing that.
Well, I mean, there are new listeners theoretically every day.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like to correct anybody on math, but just heads up, that segment has only been around for 4 years because it started when I came on the program.
Okay.
I would like to add, it took us 6 years to get one Hill Note negative to Greg.
Jackson here with another life jig. With summer quickly drawing to a close, to enjoy the conclusion of summer, enjoy a 3-day weekend. Simply start by every Friday reporting to work tardy. With any luck, management will get sick of your antics and give you the day off. And on a side note, Boss Man Lear, I'm sure you're listening, I have made it quite clear that on Thursdays during the Craig Breslow interview, I treat my body and nether regions in particular like an amusement park. And that's frowned upon in the workplace, and I think a fitting punishment would be Thursdays, Fridays off the rest of the summer until I learn my lesson, and I will be back fresh as a daisy in the fall. And I'll get to go parasailing finally.
We will get a real world Tom Friday.
All right.
And I don't know how long that goes for. And
I heard one more.
Only one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Jackson is proving himself, I guess.
There you go.
That's what I heard.
Is that how it goes?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Word on the street.
As I haven't spoken to Jackson about it. Is he bitter? Have you spoken to him about it? Or is he gung-ho and ready to go?
Maybe he's learned from his mistakes.
He's he's giving the thumbs up, so he's okay.
So what you do, you learn from your mistakes. Yeah. Don't be a repeat offender.
Wow.
Was anyone else confused by Curtis's lead yesterday? He went from a random Tom Brady statement to Madden 99 ratings, and he gives Jackson a hard time for his leads? Numbnuts.
might not want to be out of breath in a 10-second voice note there, Chief.
I got it.
Go outside, go for a jog.
Seems like Tom Brady took a little shot at Giselle in his newsletter that he sends out to people. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
I mean,
what do you say?
Unfortunately for him, I'm trying to get the exact quote up.
He was talking about how you can be a good father and be focused on, in his case, focused on football and playing football and getting better at football, and that's a good example. The shot part is kind of where he said, you don't have to be reading bedtime stories to your kids to be a good father.
Right. Can I read it?
Yeah.
So he says, I think part of being a great father is being a great example of doing what it takes to take care of your family. I chose to do it by playing football. My dedication to the sport, the hours of practice, the moments when I was laser focused, those were times when I believed I was doing the best possible thing for my family and my kids. By prioritizing my profession and teaching by example what it takes to be really good at your job, what it takes to follow through on commitments, what it takes to be a great teammate, and showing them also by example that work is a big part of our lives. To me, that was the shot that, like, Giselle was not a good teammate.
Yeah.
And didn't follow through with her commitment of marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
and he's entitled to that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she dragged him.
Yeah.
And that one thing, she made it sound like it was horrible living with the guy.
Yeah, right.
You know, like she was like...
Didn't seem to object when they had the big mansion over there in Chestnut Hill or whatever.
Right.
And I have the part that Greg's talking about. It's even worse when you actually... Remember, your children are watching everything. They see what you do in every aspect of your life and how you do it. Reading bedtime stories and helping them with homework are not the only ways to be a great parent, and neither is winning Super Bowls or MVPs.
I love it. I like it.
She was the most fraudulent you could possibly be. I mean, utilizing the guy's end of career as the reason your marriage broke up, as you're schlepping the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Right.
Like, what a total incomplete. Yeah. I probably agree that the roast wasn't the right idea when you have kids, but the more you learn about it, you don't...
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
But the fact that that's probably when he needed her the most.
All right.
Yeah.
When his career was ending,
right,
and you know how difficult that can be.
Yeah, you got to.
So that's when he needed her to be there, and she was,
hey, it's more to life.
She was vertical in the jiu-jitsu room.
Not only was she vertical,
or horizontal, both.
Whatever way it was. Not only that,
she was upside down.
Is that downward dog, or is that something else?
Is with the guy that he knows, the guy that probably comes into his house, drinks some of his coffee, chills on the couch, watches the game with him.
Right.
Not only that, then not even 2 years after they're married, I mean, they're divorced, she's already getting ready to pop out another one from the dude, the jiu-jitsu dude.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. AB tried to tell us, but nobody wanted to listen to him.
But do you remember she was crying? There was like Good Morning America segments about how he ruined her.
Yeah.
I know.
Just want you to know that microwaves only give out microwaves, which are microwaves that shake very small that you can't see, but that causes friction, which causes heat, which makes a microwave heat things up. No gamma rays there.
I wasn't saying that it had the same rays, but there are reports that you shouldn't stand in front of a microwave because it can cause cancer. That's all.
And you also personally should not stand in front of a toaster oven because we've seen what happens.
Wow.
When
you
do
that. Well, specific types of toaster ovens.
Right. Or Bryce Harper.
Sean, what are you talking about? You don't get delivery. You're such a fraud. Oh, wait. You just go to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Makes sense.
I know Wiggy doesn't believe
I'm
you.
I'm not
on that.
Buying yeah, that one. I'm not fine. Buying that one. Chime.
I'm
come
more
on.
Cheap than anything
it's
else.
It's not about listen.
It's not about cheap. It's about convenience.
What's the delivery from ordering any place? $5.
Right.
I mean,
no,
like,
hey,
I,
not with like Uber Eats and stuff.
No, I'm not
now.
Talking
there's
about Uber Eats.
Fee sometimes on top of the delivery charge.
Sometimes
how would
it's
you know?
Even less.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, I'm not even talking about Uber Eats. You come, I'm talking about your local pizzeria or Chinese food restaurant that you call up, you put an order in, and they come in, and it's a $5 delivery charge.
I don't think my Chinese food place even delivers.
Oh, that's weird. You don't even
you
have like
in Lowellshire.
Yeah, there's definitely
I mean,
places that deliver.
My like, place doesn't. You can't even order online.
You can get delivery espresso now in Lowell. We just did that the other day.
Chad makes it sound like he lives in somewhere
relatable.
No, what do you mean? No, espresso is like that. That's the best. My favorite pizza in Lowell, and you couldn't get it delivered.
Oh, espresso pizza. You're not delivering espresso drinks.
No, espresso pizza.
I thought you were having
coffee
delivered.
No, it's a pizza shop in Lowell, and they never delivered. And it was such a treat when my dad would actually like drive me to go pick it up. And now they deliver.
Yeah, I don't think, do people do pizza, like, we used to always do pizza Friday night. Like,
I think
that
a lot of
the,
people still do that,
treat.
Like, maybe on the weekends or something like that, or after kids' sporting events, let's get pizza. But the fact that Chime's sitting here as he's lost, he's lost a lot of weight, and we give him credit, but as somebody who comes from, like, the fat background, to say that he's never had
Wiggy,
delivery.
In the last 5 years of living at my house in Lowell, I have ordered delivery maybe 3 times.
That is such crap.
Curtis, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Does anybody believe that?
You don't have to believe it.
I'm just asking
serious.
Them. Do you guys believe Shime?
No.
No.
Do you even have the app?
I mean, it's a weird thing for him to lie about, though.
But he lied about how many slices he had at the Trading Post
lounge. No, I didn't.
So, he also lied
about it. Wait, hold on. I didn't lie about that. Courtney even...
Ken Laird, who is
okay,
very
Curtis,
many
you
bad
know
things.
Ken is the biggest... pot stirrer on the planet.
I
does
did,
not lie.
I don't think Shime ate that many slices of pizza
Thank
that
you,
night. I stand by Shime with that one. But Shime told us he like walked to a concert and then we found out he drove, parked, and then just walked from the parking
that's
spot.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
He lied about his
was a whopper.
He lied about his golf score.
Yeah,
he lied about
lied
that.
About
no, I was just really bad.
He lied about the Chick-fil-A where
I
we found out.
We're taking the word of a guy who says that the two worst golf rounds any of us have witnessed with our own two eyes were anomalous to his career as a PGA star.
I'm not
he
a PGA
did lie.
Star.
What was
that.
The Chick-fil-A lie?
The Chick-fil-A thing was with the Courtney,
right?
Where he
no,
stopped
her
that.
Source was bad, Wiggy.
It was your brother.
Yes, and he threw a grenade. He tried to throw a grenade, and she was wrong.
What was that again, Courtney? He stopped.
He said that the reason Shime didn't eat a lot of pizza at the Trading Post was because he had gotten Chick-fil-A on his way that day.
Which was bogus.
But which seems like a very strange thing for a brother to concoct out of nowhere.
And brother has gone silent on me.
Exactly.
So I think Shime...
Well, that's
handled it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's because you were wrong.
Are you saying that Shime delivered the message?
I read it
message?
Verbatim.
Yeah.
How was I wrong?
Because you gotta vet your sources.
Shime
it was your brother.
Right.
Why would your brother do that to you?
I have no idea.
That's not very nice.
Well, he listens to the show every day, so I think in his mind he was trying to help create content.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
And I wasn't there, so I don't know how I could have possibly gotten it.
At least when Santo creates content for the show, I own up to it.
That's true. That is true.
I would own up to it if it was true.
Didn't we get a picture of a receipt of a Chick-fil-A?
I didn't get a receipt.
It was $300.
So Sean has lied about...
And remind me, your claim was you had one slice of pizza at Trading Post Lounge?
No, I think I had what, three?
Yeah, I think it was three.
I thought it was four.
No, that's how many wins you have for the Patriots.
Initially, it was four. So we know Shime has lied about a lot of things. And then we're supposed
about?
To believe that he's lived in Lowell.
They're
for
also tiny little, I mean, they're small, they're bar pizzas. So, I mean, four slices is
right,
like,
no, I hate
it's nothing.
It's
nothing.
Really like two slices of a real pizza.
I ate a whole one by myself when I get a bar pizza. Oh,
are you kidding? Three slices of bar pie is basically one slice of normal pizza.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But the fact that he wants us to believe that he's lived in Lowell, and Lowell is a city with, like, Chinese food, pizza shops, like, every
block.
Yeah, it's
all close. I'm not going to get delivery.
And Shime watches 6 hours of the Combine. You're not telling me you don't get a pizza delivered while you're mid-40-yard dash?
As we've talked about many times in this show, I would just sit there and gnaw on a block of cheese.
But this,
I don't need delivery.
Shime's watching the Super Bowl, and at halftime, he's like, gotta run out. Yeah. Pick up my pizza.
No.
Nope. On the Super Bowl, you make everything at home.
No. Here's where Shime's lied so many times he doesn't remember. Remember he told us that when he watched the combine, he was thinking about, you might ask him, Greg, what's your food thing? He goes, you know what? I just might order some wings.
That's right.
And have wings delivered and just sit in my,
Which wings should I order?
Yeah, and sit there and have some wings delivered. Yeah. And
nope, I've never said get delivered, Wiggy.
Yes.
Because I don't get delivery.
Are you Winnie the Pooh while watching the combine?
Always, yeah, of course. What kind of crazy question is that? It's not even a question. I might not even have the top on. But.
I still think about the fact that you guys all just like enjoy eating in the nude. Like that to me.
Of course.
Wiggy does.
Yeah, Wiggy does. LB did.
At hotels.
LB doesn't. I don't get that at all.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I like to be fully covered.
Sure. At a hotel, you get room service. Usually you order a room service after you get out of the shower.
Do you greet them in
a robe? So you get the room service, and then as soon as you close the door for the person leaving, you strip down?
No, you sit down because you got your towel on.
Do you take the towel off?
Yeah, you take the towel off.
What?
You sit down and
that's
you enjoy
for the tomato sauce.
Your room service.
Do you sit there, in like a chair?
Yeah, you sit on the chair.
Naked.
Yeah, you sit on the chair. You position.
With your bare
that's
butt.
Why he, no, that's why he has to tip the maid an extra $10.
That brings new meaning to the tip.
Because of what he does to the chair while he's eating.
Oh. No, I put the towel down.
We
sit
just figured out why he's such a great tipper at hotels.
I sit on the bed.
He wasn't lying when he says he does some nasty stuff in there.
We all do. I sit on the bed. They wheeled a little table thing in there. I position it right in front of the television.
Wow.
I put my towel down, and I enjoy my room service.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
And I watch a movie, and then afterwards, I wheel the thing outside.
Yeah, you're definitely extra gassy after the room
service. Those are the best. Listen, to get fat boy room service is the best. Let's be honest.
Fat nude boy.
Yeah.
In your
nice burger, fries. Oh, man.
All right. Is there anything else?
Oh, no, Greg. We're out of time today.
Right.
Yeah,
those are Hell Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.